Thank you for the pause to turn the tape.
Well, I needed interrupting. The worst thing they did to Isu was not to hang him on a cross. That's a physical thing. The pain comes in a rejection of the beauty of truth. That man, in his blindness, follows after that, which sets itself up as authority. And then through its ability to use force against you, you're lost in it. You're lost in it. They have to project these confusing scenarios into your life so that you can't figure out what you think you even thought about that. They have to have a ticker tape parade that you, I guarantee you, cannot figure out what in the world that was about. Was it to see how many tons of paper and junk and debris could be thrown from a building? Was it simply for the distraction? Could an unfinished war that still has this leader in more power than he had before, rebuilding his nation faster than Kuwait that you liberated, could that have been it? Obviously not. What are you doing? Man doesn't know what he's doing. Be gentle with man. Man doesn't know what he's doing. Somehow his lack of reason can be buried for a moment in a parade. Look what I've done. I've welcomed them back. Well, you welcome back 12,000 of them. What about the other 670,000? It is to be so big, you see, that you cannot hold it. You can only experience it as it goes by you. You cannot come forth and say, I'm against that, because that puts you into an unpatriotic situation. I see, you hate. You don't love your nation. You don't like those children. And so it's lost on you. How do I say? It's the war I don't like. It's what's happened to my nation I don't like. And then they set you up. I'm going to ask for this, says Bush, knowing full well he won't get that. But the next thing he asks for, he's going to get. Hook, line, and sinker. It's just like going to your attorney. And he offers you nothing, and you ask for 10 times too much, and then vice versa, and then it gets all tangled up, and you settle somewhere. And somehow you can deal with that. You go into that situation knowing that you're going to be had or you're going to take somebody. But you know you're going to have to negotiate. I can guarantee you without blinking an eye that at least the 12,000 young men marching down New York Street, I guess it, I must have to assume it was Wall Street, wouldn't mind going back over there and sitting in the desert, because my friends, most of them, didn't do a damn thing except sit in that desert, miserable, hot, wanting to come home. And my golly, if you can have this kind of a reception just for going and sitting in the desert, then going and watching, listen to what the young man that they touted on television as speaking under duress, he did, didn't he? And he said he did. But he said, my country didn't watch the women die and the children die.
and I loathe war. So you're set up. I don't know what you go. Tell one. It has to evolve. And most ones who have already formed an opinion and they have gone way out on a limb to carry their banner and wear their flag and demand that you do the same, it's very hard to come off that and say, oh, well, okay, I guess I was wrong. It is the time of confusion. This is what the adversary is a master at. Confusion, so that you cannot comprehend what the soup is going on. And ones, very frequently, are working to the very best of their ability. They are taking everything that they know and historically have been offered, and are trying to make decisions. Many with great concern and care. And it has come to a time in the evolution of your nations where no matter what you choose, it's probably not going to be valid. Because you will find that in every corner of the maze, the walls are there. They've covered them. While you slept, they covered them, you see. Well, they really don't like it because we can see outside the maze. But even there, you're limited because as you reach this point, even if they have left this hole for themselves to creep through and we use it, they can find some other way a little bit farther out there where they can maybe stop that. But it gets harder. It gets harder because as it narrows down, our guess is as good as theirs. And if they shut up, they have got to shut themselves. Does that mean they won't do it? Everyone except the elite few are expendable. Don't forget it for a moment. So it depends. But what we can work out here, if we handled it properly, we will do as well as they do, for as long as they do. And if we build properly, we can make it just fine. Because you see, they also will need. They will need. And as the blinders are peeled away, your brother will see with reason. It's just a critical, I don't want to use the term cruel. For you ones, it should be the most exciting period of any existence. You're going to make it, and you're going to make it beautifully. And you're going to have fun. If you're going to weep, make it for your brothers out there who don't see in time. To be from the beginning of this particular unfoldment in historical evolution of man has got to be without any quarrel the most remarkable of privileges. I know from day to day it's hard. But Christians have been inbred to suffer. Anyway.
to me.
I am so sick of you suffering because it makes me have to suffer. What in the world is wrong with you? That this wondrous God of all creation will make you go sit in the gutter in poverty? To prove what? How stupid you are, my friend. It cannot be anything else. It is a mockery. It's to keep one from coming into Christness. Who wants to go sit in the gutter? And who wants to go with a group that's got to sit like this and hate each other, spy on each other? The little child is going to go where the dancing is and the music and the joy. So, Christianity makes that bad. You mustn't dance. You mustn't put paint on your face. That's pagan and evil. You can't even rejoice unto God. That's unholy. You must pull away these shrouds. You can't rip them off your brother. But as one thing begins to unfold, know that to write 30 journals was not an accident of some kind. Norma felt it was an accident that was going somewhere to explode into total, eternal havoc. No. As one confirmation comes after another, and one cover-up uncovers, it lends credence to the next volume, or the other volume. If there could be truth in Emmanuel, and in the Manual for Behavior, then man can look at the light and see what God is and how it functions and understand better what Christianity, Christness is. And it's not what has been thrust upon him by the sword. Believe it or I'm going to excommunicate you. Your blessed prophet of Parawan got excommunicated from the Mormon church. Probably the dandiest thing that ever happened to him. And out of it all, here are these Khazars. Now they can go single themselves out as George being anti-Zionist. And I mean even Jerry Falwell is a Zionist. He said so. Well, where do they come off with it? Salt Lake has been called the land of Zion, for goodness sake. He doesn't have a corner on anything. Man does have a pretty good corner on evil. Thank goodness. And this is why you can know, jolly well know, not out in space. You don't have anything dangerous coming at you from space. You got it all. Now, where it came from in the first place before a planet was inhabited, that's a different matter. But I don't think we need to do that one today. The doc would like to do that today. Blessings unto him. He keeps trying. Just tell us about these vagans from Lyra. Are they really going to come down and save us? No, and he knows it. And all the channels, all the speakers, I'm not going to put any of them down. Don't expect me to do that. I bless them for whatever truth they bring. I only ask that you be discerning. And if it goes against those innate knowingnesses inside you, then you're making some errors. And this is the hope of the evil brotherhood, is that they can just capture a few. Ah, wouldn't they like to get Dharma now? But you see, she got so confused and completely overwhelmed that she finally made me stand responsible. And we finally had her mate when she said, it's your doing, and I will not be responsible for what you do at home. And I thought, my God, thank you. But I still have to get her out of the way. And she's willing to meet me and allow that. But she is never, never willing to allow me in without total 100% identification. And that's the downfall. And she said, as long as you stand and shield me from this, I will serve. Don't play games with me. Don't tease me and don't overtest me because I'm tired. And she knows when it's me. And because of that, I can keep her encapsulated. And it would be very difficult for her to change her mind now because, you see, I don't go by the map. I know what is within and its commitment. But I don't care what your commitment is. The body becomes frightened and weary. And this is what happens when the ego becomes involved. And this is what happens with the great speakers. They love their importance. And you see, you can do that as long as you speak for yourself. This is my opinion of that which I received, or I read, or I was given. But after a while, it becomes, I will be Saraswati. I will wear the crown. And ones will not be coming anymore to Mafu. They've got to get to Mafu through a human entity now having been crowned with something. And it's too much for the humanness. Have compassion. It's too much for the humanness. It truly becomes a need to allow the ego to go. And yet you need ego, don't you? Because you are walking around on two legs in a human manifestation. You must hold to the ego. And yet you must know when to let it go. And when you speak for God, you may not insert your ego. You can have all kinds of opinions about it, just as anyone else can have opinions about it. But you may not usurp that message with your opinion. And that's what happened. And ones want me to make some kind of a definitive statement about this one or that one or the other one. If you have studied your journals, you have the information by which to test everyone without saying a word. And you will know. You will know. The speakers are subject to error, but the concept will never change. Not one iota. Time after time after time. And you see, as we move through here, I have to prove it to Dharma. She's my first taskmaster. Three years off. Well, I don't know where we are to, or how many subjects we covered. We had to do it rapidly, so that it allowed her no time to ponder it in her humanness. She's not had an opportunity to even go back and read it. So very frequently, if you're speaking with her over the restaurant, she'll tell you she's never read anything like that, much less wrote it. So that's her confirmation. I don't know what that does to the rest of you. I have to deal first with her, because she has agreed to be my hand. It's harder than that for George and Desiree to go out there and meet the Jack Coles of the world. But you see, they're not interested in George's opinion. They're not interested in whether or not my name is Peanut or Hassan. They're only interested in what they already have decided. So you will find that these kinds of encounters are very one-sided. They're only interested in their side. And he won't ever let anyone have an opinion that might be reasonable. And how do you do that? Well, you just talk so much that the other one can be heard. And then you get it looking so ridiculous that no matter what they say, it's going to look stupid. But you see, truth cannot be made to look stupid. If there's a fool to be made, they usually will make it of themselves if you just be quiet and let them talk themselves into it. Because what really happens is the man out there listening, if he is truly listening because he is curious, will recognize it. This is the grossest miscalculation of the evil forces against the ordinary man. Is that he somehow stupid? No, he is asleep. And he is not stupid. But in the awakening, he can become very dangerous, even to himself. Because then comes the reaction of pure fury. And that does nothing but pit you against the enemy, who will be stronger. That's why simply through knowing truth and allowing it to come forth and blossom is the way to win the war. You're going to lose a lot of skirmishes. I don't mind losing skirmishes, because in the end I get the one who skirmishes on my side, and I've got twice the power. And I know all of you are wondering who. Well, Mr. Cooper will come in. It may take a while longer. But now that it's pretty well established from all my readers that Mr. Cooper plagiarized my book. Don't you love it? Don't you love it?
Not even with you.
He is an irrational man. This is a good example of what you may not be. Don't lash out. This is why you have to be very careful about using your God-given talent. Because it works either way, for the good or for the bad. It has often been said to Doris, I don't want you on my bad side, because no matter what she ever set out to do, she got it done. That's perseverance and knowing the power of this God, this mind, that when it is given a job to do, it will do it. So man has to come out of that ego state into reason. And when he comes into reason, what he usually will want to do is learn more. Well, I guess I better, for God's sake, go see. We have time. You do not. So it behooves you to come into this state of reasoning as rapidly as possible. But you see, where there are irrational fragments, if they cling to or circulate, cycle with the nucleus that is within reason, seeking more direction, these ones just come in. Because they will see that they no longer function over here in this group in which they began. And they cannot travel all the way into this unknowingness. It's hard enough to get across the spacecraft if you've seen it. Much less all this way over, across this hurdle, against all things that you have now proclaimed, reborn Christ. Well, in the way it's said, you can tell they're not reborn Christ. Born into Jesus, there's your second lie. Jesus was a name created by Paul after Jesus was no longer around. It's ignorance. It is not stupidity. It is ignorance. How could you know it all? You can't. And the next thing is, well, you'd think anything this important, I would know that. No. If it's that important, that's going to be the last thing they're going to let you know. So you don't even have to twist arms. Let them argue with themselves. Do something, if you can, to create an interest. Because until there is desire, there will not even be the curiosity to look. Once there is the curiosity to look, until there is desire for change, there will be no action for change. And you could preach and preach and preach and preach, just like I do right here for 24 hours a day. To be receptive, man first must have the desire. Then he must have the desire for change. And when he is ready for that change, he will change. And this is what bothers Joy, you see. Well, why can't I just put all this stuff right out there? Because man's got to first realize that he wants to change. He wants to. You can see it. You can see it in the Bradshaw case. One just flock in great numbers, looking to heal the inner child. The inner child is nothing. The inner child is you. It just called your inner child. It is you screaming out for change and maturity and a place in the sun. That is what your creation is. This is your creativeness. That is that wonder child within you. And to get rid of that shell around you is what you must do. Doris does not rise. The wonder child within comes out, and we rise. And it will rub off. The outerness will come into melding with that child. But ones like that, you see, become more destructive to the churches than any other religion that could be thrust forth. Because man is hungering after healing himself. Somebody heal me. And when you can find one who has put together the best of the therapies to reach the child, touch the child, love the child, and pull that child forth, you have got the deadliest adversary of those organized, biblical, book-based. Doesn't matter what the book. It's either the Talmud or the Quran or the Bible. When you take away the foundation of the book-based religion and replace it with the you essence of spirit, there is nothing can stand against it. And it will come forth. Know it. It will come forth. And this is the terror that is going through the churches right now. What do we do? What do we do? And so what they do, instead of fulfilling the need that creates the quest in the first place, they go vote in something that even their own parishioners cannot believe in. The homosexual, even in his activities, isn't the point. He wants to be equal in God's eyes. And somehow he thinks if he can require society to bless that action, it will be okay. He knows it is not. This is something birthed within the soul. And if he truly does not bear it, no, he is a replica programmed. And if you think they don't know where to put those replicas to lead and push and demand, then you are still such novices that we must go through these kinds of tantrums. I must pound the table. It doesn't make you hear any better, but it keeps her from going numb. But when you can achieve some level of passion about what we're doing, then you'll be able to come into more understanding about the fact that you don't love the man less. You have compassion for the man. And help him to see that one is not the other. It's planned that this plague will eradicate a majority of your population. And are you not astounded at every day goes by, you're always going to do something? And they have rallies, and it's all but ignored in the higher levels of your government. You'll spend $14 million to march down Wall Street and throw confetti. It costs another $1 million in overtime to have the men clean it up. In New York City, which is in the worst state of any city in the United States of America, you will continue with the facade. And I love flags, and I love balloons, and I love fireworks. It's the value. I would far rather see those children in the slums have a month off food. What does that mean? Because a child is starving in Ethiopia, you should starve. That's not the point. And just to send the food to Ethiopia is not the point. That's more of a cover. It is a time of great change. Will you live to see the change? I cannot answer it. As nearly as I can calculate, it will come into the realm of probability that the major, major change will come for your viewing. Where you begin to see man coming back into enlightenment. It is not as bad as it's going to be. We talk about races, creeds, colors. What is meant by equality? A man is a man, a woman is a woman, and never the twain shall be the other. A black-skinned man is a black-skinned man. He will never be a white-skinned man. Does that make him less equal? You can only have equality at the level of your God self. That's what God means when he says, created in my image. God is life, essence, and that's what you are. That's what the black man is. That's what the woman is. That's what the man is. And to strive to have a bunch of clones means you have a sterile environment like Dante's Inferno. You have then sterilized your own planet and species. I'm going to remind Oberle of something because I think all of you would enjoy it. I would like for him to get in touch with his aunt, with Roger. She wrote a little story some years back. Little short, it would have been a little pocketbook size. And before she had finished, she had a little love relationship. Oh, it was wonderful. These two went, I believe, into Africa or somewhere. By the time she wrapped it up, she had wiped out any kind of population growth whatsoever. Through, I think it was a pill. Birth control pill. You've already got it, precious one. They're going to start implanting these little things in the skin. You already have an educational group that meets now in almost every state in the United States, which is based on a fundamental set of possibilities for rules that you would have for the society. How to handle the problem of teenagers, young people, pregnancy, etc. And I just you not one of the major numbers, two or three on the list of workable, plausible possibilities is to have a sperm bank where every male has sperm put into the sperm bank and he is then sterilized. Now that's how to get under control unwanted pregnancy. Now, is that better than murdering the child? Conceive. Doesn't it occur to anyone to teach these children they don't have to perform like a beast? That seems to never come up, does it? And when it does, it's squished. Oh, we have a right to all this sex. You have a right to be God. You don't need to wallow in the pit looking for something you will never find in that manner. And through all these new rules and regulations and allowances, they destroy the final beauty in the act itself, until even that is washed away. Well, you don't have to do it all. The one blessed thing about having a media like you have that hides everything from you until they have to give you fragments is that you are not given to know how many there are out there like you. And that is your blessing. There are ones out there. They are in every nation. And they will hear. I am Barak. When? When? Will it be in time? It will be in perfection, whatever time it is. Well, where will I be? You will be in exactly the right place, wherever it is. And we go right on with our building and our growing. And overly, while I'm sidetracked in my own thoughts, I want you to give thought to something that you have missed. In the cement.
Excuse me, let's change the tape.